Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
And I'd like you to set up our two guests for us now, because you were involved in the project that they are involved in.
Well, I'm fascinated by the subject matter, and it ties in with our earlier guest about being an Asian American, being Asian, being dislocated. You know, that idea that everywhere feels home and nowhere feels home. A lot of Singaporeans will resonate with that. You know, you go to one country, they say, where are you from? Right? That question, where are you from? Where are you from? Then you go back to your home country, and they still say, where are you from? Where are you from? So everywhere is home and nowhere is home. So at the Singapore American School, they put together this wonderful anthology of essays and poems about division and reunion, this idea of belonging, where you live, where you're from, what feels at home, what doesn't, and particularly in the time of the COVID pandemic when you can't travel anywhere, you can't go anywhere. Indeed. So you are literally and metaphorically dislocated from maybe your homeland, and that sense of isolation. Who am I? And where do I belong? And I think that's an issue that's very relevant to most Singaporeans, actually. Hmm. And these guys write so well and so beautifully and are so inspirational. I thought, let's get them on the show and talk about their new anthology. It's called Fray and Mend, Essays and Poems About Division and Reunion. It's out now. And we've got Emma Nguyen, student author, and Nina Antonio, fellow student author from the Singapore American School. How are you, ladies?
Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, how you doing?
Thank you so much.
Wow, you're now published authors. How does that feel? Emma, how does that feel for you?
It feels great. It's something I wanted to do when I was really little because I loved reading. So now that I've actually gotten to do it at a young age, feels really amazing.
Yeah.
And Nina, do you want to set it up for us? Tell us about your anthology, what it's about, an overview, a synopsis. Give the listeners a feel of what this book is about.
Well, sort of what you said about how sort of being in the pandemic has forced us to reflect on division and reunion and what that has meant to us. A lot of people have written about their grandparents or being away from home and how that sort of affects their identity and how they've decided to live their lives. So,
yeah, that's great. We're talking about this new book called Fray and Mend, Essays and Poems About Division and Reunion, done by students at the Singapore American School. We're lucky to have Emma Nguyen, a student author, and Nina Antonio with us. Nina, how many essays are there in this book? How many students participated in writing this?
I'm not sure how many essays there are, but there are around 50 students in our cohort. I think they made up 4 different classes at the school. Mm-hmm. And we were given the choice to submit a poem, a creative nonfiction essay, or both. So there's a lot of work in there.
And Nina, I wanted to ask you, I'm fascinated by this sense of belonging and where's your place? Where do you belong in a culture, in a society? And that seems to be, I mean, obviously I've read the book. That seems to be a theme through many of the essays and poems. This sense of belonging, sense of identity, it's something that Singaporeans can empathize with. Where do I actually belong? You know, several students talked about what we said earlier, that I go to America and people say, where are you from? I go to Singapore and people also say, where are you from? Mm. I fit in everywhere and I fit in nowhere. Tell us a little bit about that and the experiences that yourself and other authors had with their work in this book.
I think we've had, there's sort of small experiences that we have every day. I remember when I would go into taxis, they would ask, where are you from? And they wouldn't believe me when I would say the Philippines. They would often say like, oh, you look like you're from a different country. And especially when we visit the US, because a lot of us have family there, it's a very different experience. But I think what made us think about that more was not being able to go home to our families throughout quarantine and COVID. I don't think any of us have gone home for the past year, and that's made us think about where do we belong? Where are we going? Especially because a lot of us are seniors and we're graduating this year. We sort of have to think about what it means to live in another country and how that will play on our identity.
Now, I've got a question for Neil, because Neil, you helped these students. What role did you play in helping these students put their essays together?
Well, not much, to be honest, because these guys are already phenomenal writers. I feel a bit cheeky saying, what role did I have? I mean, I just came in and read their creative non-fiction pieces and was slightly humbled at the fact that they were 1,000 times the writer that I was at their age, and in some cases, maybe even now. So it was just to offer suggestions and more to take a helicopter view of the whole project, to avoid things like repetition, to also look at issues deeper. And the key point for me, I say this to all young writers, but I was much more interested in their voice, their personal experiences. I'm as a writer and a reader, I like the visceral experiences. I want to know how you feel about this particular issue. Mm. I want to know how this pandemic makes you feel, or your disconnected relationship with your Korean grandparents or Japanese parents or African American grandparents. I want to know how that experience, that dislocated experience, makes you feel, and that's what these wonderful writers conveyed. And that's where I think the empathy comes from with the readers.
Emma, what advice did Neil give you about your project when you were working on it? Do you remember?
So my piece was about being separated from my extended family. And in it, I was talking a lot about how much I took them for granted, almost, because they were always there for me no matter what. And sometimes in a big family, it can get a little hectic and crazy. There's a lot of drama sometimes. Mm-hmm. But something that Neil really helped me get through was I just kind of had a lot of words written down with no direction, really. So something that he really offered was trying to bring out that sense of how hurt I was being so ungrateful at the time, and now being I really took them for granted. So he really helped me push that emotional aspect through the words, and so the readers or anyone who read the book would understand those feelings.
Yeah, and Nina, did he make you call him Professor Humphreys? I'm sensing that he probably pulled something like that. And how did he help you?
No, he didn't.
His Majesty, nothing like that.
I think what I really enjoyed about the workshops with Neil is we don't normally share our work with people other than our teachers. And
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And I think that what he said was, don't be apologetic about how you feel. A lot of people wrote about how COVID affected them, but we know how privileged we are. We know how lucky we are to go to such an amazing school and to have to live, such an amazing life. So I think a lot of us, when we talked in our essays, it was sort of a, I know I'm not in the position to say this, but COVID has been hard for me. Mm. And what I like about what Neil's advice was, he was just saying, that's part of your voice, and that shouldn't be held back. If that's how you feel, then say it, because it's valid, even though you may not think it is.
Wow, good advice, Neil.
Well, I have my moments.
Yeah, you do, certainly do.
But let me just make one thing very clear. Dr. Michael Clark oversees this project, for months and months at a time. So we must mention Dr. Michael Clark. I really did just come in for a couple of weeks and kind of help give some advice. Dr. Michael Clark steered it. And on that point, a question for both of you, really. Yes, this idea that, and I think this is such an important point, because one or two of the pieces talked about mental health. Brave, brave writing from some of the younger authors discussing mental health. And this idea that mental health, loneliness, isolation, dislocation, this applies to our listeners right now. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor.
Everyone's feeling
or privileged. You are still allowed to have bad days. You will get issues with depression and mental health. You will feel vulnerable and lonely. And that's what these guys did so well in this anthology. It's okay to say, you know what? My family might have a few dollars in the bank, but it's okay for me to say, I don't feel that great today. and to get those words on paper. I mean, I want to ask both of you, what was that process like, being so honest and so vulnerable? Because let me be very frank, that's a very, very hard thing for any writer to do, but particularly in a face-saving culture like Singapore, to be that vulnerable.
And when you're teenagers.
And when you're teenagers, yeah, yes. And you're in an Asian culture, you know, a conservative culture, to be that open, that honest, and to expose yourselves to the reader in that way. What was that experience like for both of you? Maybe Nina can go first.
It was very scary because, I mean, we come from English classes where you follow certain structure and you sort of just don't really add your own personal things. Like, you don't add things about yourself. So it was definitely taking a risk, I would say, because knowing that, you know, more than your teacher is going to see your essay was a little scary to me. But I think that's also what made it so rewarding, is when you have the actual book in your hands and you see a work that you genuinely feel proud of, and you feel like says a lot about you, I think is what made it so special to us. So it was scary, but it paid off.
And what about you, Emma?
I definitely agree with that. I think we've never really had an opportunity to present some of the work that we've done outside of our school. And a lot of the time we're graded for how we're writing. And so it kind of had that idea that, like, I'm being graded for something that's so vulnerable, but it wasn't that. And I think, like Nina said, it was really rewarding to have something that you wrote and something that you put so much effort into actually published for other people to enjoy. So I think overall it was a rewarding feeling.
And now let me ask, I'll stay with you, Emma. Now, I know, because this project, Glenn, what is very interesting, they took it from the inception through its execution and to its publication. So they learned very real-world skills.
Yeah, about the whole process. Huh?
The publishing process, the marketing process, how you put forward a press release, how you market it, who's your target audience, that kind of thing. So let's try it now. We'll start with Emma. Why should the listeners of Money FM read your book? There you go. Put it into practice.
Nice. Good one.
So I am definitely we mentioned already, it's about a lot of real world problems. And I would love to just say, you know, because we put a lot of work into it, you should definitely try to read it. But I think there's definitely something in the book that somebody can relate to, whether it's a poem or the creative nonfiction piece. There's, especially in this time of COVID, we've all kind of felt very isolated from the rest of the world because we're not allowed to travel or anything like that. But there's definitely something that in there that anybody can relate to, whether it's missing your family, whether it's maybe some issues at home, or what it was like being stuck inside for so long. So I think no matter what age, you'll relate to it in some way.
And Nina, what about you?
As cliche as it sounds, I don't think there's any book like this out there. To hear from 50 teenagers and 50 different perspectives is unheard of of now.
That's a great pitch.
That is a very great pitch.
Because I would imagine that the experience by Singaporeans, teenagers, is probably going to be fairly similar on some of these things, because you know, a lot of people haven't had access to their friends or their family the way they'd like to. So I would imagine some of these themes will be very much similar. Weighing in on Facebook Live, Tammy says, "Hi, Emma. Is that your mom or one of your relatives?"
I think it might be my aunt.
Oh, your aunt. Okay.
From New York.
Aunt Tommy, thank you very much.
Hello, New York.
Carolyn Nakamura is also saying hi to Emmy. Stanley C. wants to know where you can get the book. So where can they get the book, Nina?
We actually have they're going to be sold in Kinokuniya. So
congratulations.
It's very exciting. So shout out to the marketing team for getting that done, but they'll be sold there.
And just to add, that's the student marketing team, Glenn. The student marketing team liaised with a the biggest bookstore in Singapore. This is what we're talking about, teenagers. Isn't it phenomenal?
Fantastic. So Stanley C., let's end on we'll give you guys a little bit of time to maybe bring out a bit of either of your essays. What was your experience in Singapore like during COVID-19 over the past year? All right, so you can wrap in some of what you wrote about. Let's go ahead and start with you, Nina.
Well, what I wrote about was how my family actually faced a great loss this year because of COVID. And I wrote about having to go through that without physically being next to them. We had to call, we had to text, and sort of be there for each other that way. Hmm. And that experience it definitely brought me close to my family. And like Emma was saying, sort of appreciate the time that we have with them because it was so unexpected. But I think having the book and being able to say, hey, buy the book that I wrote about our family experience and them getting to read it all the way over in Pennsylvania, it means a lot. And it's very exciting. And I think it's a good way to honor my aunt who passed, and it's a good way to sort of keep her legacy.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And how about you, Emma? What did this last year mean to you? What kind of experience did that come out in your writing?
So I think it was the first Christmas vacation and everything like that that I've spent not with my extended family. I think I've always done that, and it's definitely not as heartfelt and meaning as Nina's, but I had to experience what it was like seeing through like my phone and my computer these family members that I have always spent all of these precious moments with, and there was a lot of FOMO involved in that because a lot of them were together at some points, and I'm on my computer screen like, oh, hi guys, that's fun. So I think that also that feeling of being so away, like so isolated on a tiny little island away from my family was something that I really tried to express in the book as well. And like Nina said, it's really meaningful that my family members can see these experiences that I've had alone all the way over in California or New York. And yeah.
And that is relatable. That's the issue.
Because
this week, there will be Muslim families who cannot see members of their extended family, even within Singapore, because of the new COVID-19 restrictions. That's relatable. Well done, ladies. You listened. When it's relatable, it's empathetic. When it's empathetic, people connect. Well done.
Great job. So many people are sending out congratulations to you on our Facebook Live page. You might want to check that out. Neil, I'm going to let you close off the segment.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just very honored with these girls. I think they're inspirational, but more importantly, they send the message of the value of writing, which I think has been underplayed maybe in the last few years, decades, with the rise of digital media. The importance of writing to connect, to empathize, to relate to an audience. Every single person who reads their anthology will relate to their experiences and that sense of loss and isolation from your families at a difficult time. So I just want to congratulate them and every one of their students. I think they are truly an inspiration to young people in Singapore.
Tell us the name of the book again.
It's called Fray and Mend, Essays and Poems About Division and Reunion. And thanks to their marketing team, where is it available, girls?
Emma Nguyen and Nina Antonio, Singapore American School senior students. Thanks, ladies, for being with us today. Good luck on your future writing as well.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.